Chapter 6, Section 6.18. Edward Morgan Forster. Exercise 1. Listen to a lecture about E.M. Forster's life and works and complete the text.
Edward Morgan Forster was born in London in 1879. His father died soon after, and he was brought up by his mother and his great-aunt, whose financial help enabled him to live comfortably all his life. He was educated by his mother until the age of 11, when he was sent to Eastbourne, a strict preparatory school, and then to Tunbridge School. He experienced both periods as a sort of spiritual imprisonment until, in 1897, he entered King's College, Cambridge. After leaving Cambridge, which he returned to in 1946 as an honorary fellow of King's College, and where he was to spend the rest of his life, he lived for a time in Italy, the background of his first and third novels, Where Angels Fear to Tread, 1905, and A Room with a View, 1908. In both works, he explored the differences between the strictness of English conventions and upper-middle-class codes of social behaviour, and the more spontaneous and relaxed way of life of the Italians. Between these two books, he published The Longest Journey, 1907, a novel about English life, perhaps the most autobiographical of the three. Then followed the first of his two masterpieces, Howards End, 1910. In 1912, Forster went to India for the first time, where he began to work on the novel A Passage to India, which was finally published in 1924. He also published two volumes of short stories, Aspects of the Novel, 1927, a series of lectures on modern aesthetics, and two books of collected essays. He died in 1970, and the following year, Morris, a novel about homosexuality, was published. The novel had already been completed in 1910, but had not been published because at that time homosexuality was still regarded as a criminal offence.